welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky dairy farmers face a number of challenges, including lower milk prices and decreased demand. Henry County dairy farmer Terry Rowlett, who chairs the Kentucky Farm Bureau Dairy Advisory Committee, says both issues are hitting dairy farm families hard.
Dairy prices have dropped due to supply and demand, for lack of better things. But a lot of people are not drinking as much fluid milk as before, but they are eating cheese, yogurt, and other dairy products.
Rowlett says the drop in milk prices is forcing farmers to sell milk below cost to maintain cash flow.
When milk prices drop due to a large volume of milk in the marketplace, it basically sometimes the marketer of the milk has no real good place to go with it, and he has to take a discounted price in order to find what we call find a home for that milk.
Rowlett adds the short shelf life of milk is another factor.
We have a perishable product, one not like the grain, soybeans, and hay, and all of those things that can be harvested and stored for many, many months. Ours has to be utilized in a short period of time because to make sure it's fresh, healthy, and all able to be put into products that consumers would want to consume.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Rowlett says purchasing milk and milk products is a good start.
Support them purchasing that milk. There's been a lot of social media going on about this since letters came out to the dean producers terminating their contracts or market for their milk come June the 1st.
He says there's an easy way you can spot Kentucky milk by reading the label.
21 dash and a three-digit number. And that is 21 is the code for Kentucky. Any plant that processes dairy products in the state of Kentucky would have that code on it. And then that plant, also the other three digits, would have a code telling you which plant.
Tomorrow we'll talk more about the impact of the recent Dean Foods contract cancellations in Kentucky. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.